Our scripture this morning is from the Gospel of Luke, the second chapter, beginning with verse 22 through verse 40. It's where Jesus has been presented to the temple. It says, "When the time came for their purification, according to the law of Moses, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male shall be designated as holy to the Lord. And they offered a sacrifice according to what is stated in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, looking forward to the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit rested upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Now guided by the Spirit, Simeon came into the temple, and he went to the parents when they brought in the child Jesus to do for him what was customary under the law. Now Simeon took him into his arms, and he praised God, saying, 'Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, for glory to your people Israel.' And the child's father and mother were amazed at what was being said about him. Then Simeon blessed him and said to his mother Mary, 'This child is destined for the fallen and the rising of many of Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too.' There was also a prophet there named Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. And she was of a great age, and having lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, then as a widow to the age of 84, she never left the temple but worshiped there, was fasting and prayer night and day. And at the moment she came, and she began to praise God and to speak about the child to all who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. And when they had finished everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him." The word of God this day for us as children. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Great and mighty God, we do thank you this day for your word. We thank you, Lord, for those servants. We thank you, Lord, for Luke, who wrote these passages down. But we thank you, Lord, for Mary and Joseph and baby Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you allowed them this time in their lives. But we also thank you, Lord, for Simeon and Anna, who were there, who listened, who brought blessings, who brought hope and prophecy foretold. So, Lord, this day, open up our hearts and our minds as we end this year serving you and worshiping you, as we end this year in your house. And may we begin tomorrow serving you as well. Let it be a continuation of all that we do from the morning till night, from day to day, from year to year. Allow us, Lord, your grace and your mercy. Be with us now. Bless this time that is at hand and hold us close. For it is in your Son's great and holy name we do pray. Amen.